I'm gonna sing a folk song. Is that okay? This is a bluegrass festival, I know, but this is one of those tunes that has been with me and Jens for almost all our lives. My mom really liked this tune. I don't think she ever understood what the song was all about. I don't blame her for that either, because I still have my doubts about a couple of those lines that are in there. It's one of those tunes that we have not fully arranged. Oh, maybe I'm speaking for myself, so let's see how this runs. Let's not do it too fast, folks, okay?
Thank you. rippling cascades of brilliant banjo notes from Jens Kruger. We're listening to or streaming Rocky Grass 2017 with the Kruger Brothers.
I'm really happy right now.
AM, FM, KTNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
I see. Not only because we get to play here, it's because I look out here and it's not dark. We play lots of concert halls. I don't ever see anybody. And I look out here and I see so many friends and new friends. And really, we are so thankful that we can be here with you today because it's a good day. We're going to play... Uwe's going to sing a song that he learned a while ago that we arranged for a string quartet and us. And we'd like to play it for you.
It's actually an old-time tune. Old-time number, old-time music. Doc Watson, I asked Doc once, what is old-time music? And Doc said, well, it's pretty much the music that was popular when you were a teenager, and then you just happened to be old enough, and then it's going to turn into old-time music, right? So that's what old-time music really is. So this is old-time music for me. Actually, it's just amazing. It's an old English folk song, and two German boys with a Jewish bass player from New York play it with a violin player from Russia, a violin player from South Africa, and these two are from the Chicago area.
Midwesterners in
Colorado in a bluegrass festival. Now, if that's not the American dream, I don't know what it is.